Fresh elections are to be held in Greece on the 17th of June, following an inconclusive poll 10 days ago, but one which saw anti-austerity parties do particularly well. In the meantime, a caretaker government will be led by Panayiotis Pikraminos, a senior judge. The state, in the meantime, is also pressing ahead with the harsh austerity measures it's promised to enforce in return for the European bailout funds. One sector that's been particularly affected is the National Health Service. Chloe Hadjimateo reports.
A baby girl lies in a cradle in a tiny shack about an hour from the capital in the town of Loutsa. The baby's mother doesn't want me to use her real name, so I'll call her Anna. Like hundreds of thousands of people in Greece, Anna's neither in full-time employment, nor is she without any debts to the state. That means she's not eligible for free healthcare. So when she gave birth by caesarean section at a hospital in Athens, she says they asked her to pay the costs.
They asked us for a lot of money. The man at the administration office told us we had to pay the whole 1,200 euros or they wouldn't let the baby leave the hospital with me. But my whole family is unemployed. You've just given birth and they want to keep hold of your baby if you can't afford to pay. Who wouldn't be scared by that?
Anna approached the activist group Women Against the Debt. One of their members, Dr. Katerina Stipsaneli, happened to work for the same hospital administration and offered to help.
I gave her in to the director of the hospital and he gave the orders to allow her to take the baby, but told her that, okay, he pay 1,000 euros slowly.
Is it usual practice for the hospital to ask to hold the baby of somebody who cannot afford to pay?
Yes, in the past. We have heard about this thing. It's true, yes.
Healthcare spending has been reduced by over €1 billion over the last year, and around 20% of hospitals are now facing closure.
This is not a pawn shop where we hold your ring as a deposit. Nothing like this has ever happened here.
Nikos Falvamis is the governor of the hospital where Anna gave birth. He says that the hospital offered Anna the option of paying in instalments and never considered holding her baby.
In the case you are referring to, a lady gave birth and was due to be released on a Sunday, but since our administrative staff don't work on weekends, she had to wait until Monday, at which time both her and her baby left this hospital together.
I would like to put what she said to you.
I don't want you to tell me what this woman said.
The hospital refuses to answer the allegations.
Okay. Of course we do. She needs to come here herself and make the accusation against the member of staff who she believes said those things to her.
But Anna, who was born in Albania and has lived in Greece since she was four, says she feels too vulnerable to take on the hospital herself. And it seems that hers may not be an isolated case. Last year, questions were raised in the Greek parliament about another woman who claims her baby was held by the same hospital for over a week. At the charity Medicine Du Monde's Athens clinic, crowds fill the corridors and spill out onto the street. In Greece, national healthcare is only free for those working and for those who don't owe any money to the state. But with unemployment at over 21% and new solidarity taxes appearing each month, it's estimated that more than a quarter of the population may have been left without any kind of medical coverage. And free clinics like these are struggling to cope with the increase in demand.
There are more and more cases of both Greek and immigrants that can't pay for the delivery. So they scare them that they will keep the baby till they will pay. The second thing sometimes they do, they keep certificate of birth till the bill are paid. So the child has a legal problem because it doesn't exist.
Nikitas Kanakis is the director of Medicine Du Monde in Greece. His charity recently helped a family challenge another hospital's decision not to issue a birth certificate because the baby's family couldn't afford to pay for the birth.
Basic things that even in Africa, they are covered by state. We want this to be guaranteed for everyone, that the people live with dignity. And it's not.
Back at Anna's house, the baby's grandmother, Susanna, is worried about more than just the money the family owes to the hospital.
Now we need to start thinking about the baby's vaccinations. Vaccinations cost 100 euros each. I don't know how we're going to manage. But look at my beautiful granddaughter lying there so peacefully. She doesn't have to worry about any of this yet, thank God.
The anti-austerity parties, who did so well in Greece's recent election, insist that cases like these provide reason enough to drop out of the European bailout deal. But if the country's forced to leave the eurozone, there are no guarantees that life will get any easier for Anna and her daughter.
Chloe Hadjimateo reporting on a rather harrowing aspect of the impact of austerity measures in Greece.